In this episode, let's talk about stories and how to use them in video for your business.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, what is up? I am sitting in the Netflix divot in my couch right now in the middle of the Hartley living room, and it got me thinking about stories. I mean, this spot on my couch is a sacred spot. I could spend 6 hours on a Sunday here, and my couch is totally broken in like a catcher's mitt. Exactly where I plop down. I put my laptop on my lap. I put a pillow between us. My legs go up. Boom! Life is good. And when the TV goes on, you get sucked in. It just like pulls you in. You can't even get yourself out of it. The couch divot is proof of that. But what is it about stories, and how can your business benefit from using stories? You see, stories are the glue that binds your prospect's attention into your solution, and stories are timeless. You know, stories are like the one true human sticky constant in our lives. And it doesn't matter what time, what era, where we're living, stories are timeless. They've been passed down to us from campfires to cave drawings to Netflix to Kindle to even the greatest businesses in the world sell using stories. My God, have you ever been seduced by a salesperson? And I don't mean seduced like bow bow chicka bow wow seduced. I mean like pulled in like you were reeled in on a fishing rod by his story. Like I ran into the greatest salesperson in the world. My wife and I were doing a weekend getaway. Man, did this guy do a number on me. You know, Wendy and I, this is, it's got to be like 10 years ago. And I remember we were just starting a business and opening up Wirebuzz. And we went up, and Sedona is only an hour and a half north of Scottsdale. And Sedona is like the greatest getaway spot in the world. It's one of the vortexes of the world. It's like a new age capital of, anybody that's new agey wants to get to Sedona. It's red rock country and gorgeous. And the rock is just beautiful. It's like a deep red clay. And there's great restaurants and hotels. And Oak Creek runs right through Sedona. Oh, God, do I love Sedona. So we were up there and we were in Uptown, which is basically downtown, but they call it Uptown. Don't worry about it. It's a branding problem. And we were in Uptown, and Wendy and I walked into this little wine store. We were going to pick up some wine and go down to the creek in front of our resort and put our feet up and just watch the water go by and talk about life. That's Wendy and I on a good getaway. And I started talking to the owner. Man, was this guy talented. He just reeled me right in. Next thing I know, I left with an entire box, a case of wine of the month club from this dude. Well, he's going to send it to my house. Dude's got a good palate, man. So I bought that thing and I bought it, and I was pulled into him by his stories that he was telling me about each of the bottles of wine and the winemakers and blah, 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 blah. And the Arizona wine industry needs to be supported by people like Wendy and Todd. And bam, I just bought that thing. And then Wendy got to me, and Wendy was like, dude, do you remember our conversation on the drive up? We're starting a business. We got to cut back on expenses. Next day, I got to go back there and apologize to the guy, give him the box back and have him take my credit card and cancel the wine box of the month club or whatever. And I was humiliated. But that dude was so nice to me when I came in there. He totally understood as an entrepreneur. And sure enough, I left with 5 bottles, went back to the car where Wendy was waiting for me. She was like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, he's the best I've ever seen. The dude's like a friggin' sales ninja or something. And she's like, well, what happened? I go, he started telling me stories. And she goes, you should be immune to these stories because you use stories in video for business. Dude, you should be immune. I'm like, I'm not immune. I bought more wine. Stories are the glue that binds your prospect's attention into your solution. I'm like sweating here right now on the couch just thinking about that story. It's embarrassing to me. But stories are how we understand. We have emotional connections to products. and services. See, an emotional, we're all emotional creatures, but if you don't have an emotional connection to the product or the solution or the person that's selling it to you, you're not buying, right? Like when Wendy and I bought our first home, we were touring the house. Wendy didn't even get past the laundry room before she started crying. And when I saw her crying, you know what? We were buying. A buyer who does not have an emotional connection will not buy. And we bought that house and we had that laundry room for 9 years because she connected. When she connects, I want to please, right? So let's think about this. How does your business benefit from this? And it doesn't matter if you have a product that sucks. Like I was speaking somewhere and a dude raised his hand. And he's like, yeah, dude, this is great. But we sell boring things like tax software. How do you sell something that's boring, like tax software? And my first thought was, yo, if you think your product or your solution or your service is boring, you're in the wrong business. You need to love what you're selling. You need to believe in what you're selling. And if you don't believe in it, like you can't sell something you don't believe in. Like that dude at the wine store believed, and I had an emotional connection, and I bought. So if you have a boring product, and you can't think about how to spice it up, how to make it interesting, how to tell a story, you might not be a marketer. You might be in the wrong industry. You might be in the wrong career path. You probably should have taken that test in high school that the career guidance counselor wanted you to take that explained what your strength areas were. Because a marketer should go, yeah, you're right. Tax software sucks. And by the way, TV timeout for a second here. Our controller is one of my favorite people in the world. Like she's a big sister. She controls the money. She's like the one that would be using the account software, right? The accounting software. I love her. And yet whenever I get into meetings, when we're talking about numbers, my eyes glaze over, my ADHD kicks in. And you know what happens? I couldn't give two F's about the numbers. I'm doing this for love. Right? This is interesting. I really love what I do. And the money works because of that. But even though I think it's boring, tax software, blah, totally boring, it isn't to our controller or anybody. But I'm not the buyer. The controller is the buyer. And anybody that's going to be looking for tax software, they need to be spoken to in a way that makes them have an emotional connection. You need to talk about the problem and agitate that problem so people have a visceral feeling to it. And you need to agitate it enough so they're like, oh man, this sucks. I need to do something. And then you tell them about how your product is the solution. Problem, agitate, solve. And then you give them the CTA, the call to action. But you wrap that all up in a story that they get swept up in, a la Netflix. And the controller sees it. And before you know it, the controller's following a story of a peer that they don't know, but they relate to. A lovable peer that is struggling with not being able to make the company deadlines or balance the books. And the frustration that it causes because they've got to keep this ledger over here and do this one on the abacus. And my mom, I was just talking to my mom, she's going to get a adding machine at my stepdad's company. And I thought it was so cute. I didn't heckle her too long, but I got the abacus stuck in my head, thinking of my mom going over there and picking up an adding machine. Because I don't know if mom knows, but when I bought my iPhone, it had this like adding machine inside. It just came with it. It was like gift with purchase. But I didn't do all that for too long with my mom. I did it, but I didn't do it too long. Just a little bit. Doesn't mean it's what she expects from me. So when you're telling this story to a controller, they're going to identify when they see another controller. And you're going to make it interesting because that controller's life is going to be transformed by this new software. But you have to be prepared to be a marketer that loves to tell something that is captivating and interesting, that addresses the pain, that agitates the problem, and then comes in, releases the tension, and provides the solution. You need to drop a music bed, get people in the mood, seduce their brain. And then when you get them to that right point, like my wife, who at the right moment was crying near the laundry room, swoop in, give them a way to have that same experience. And before you know it, those people are buying accounting software. And that's how you do it, yo. Remember, stories are timeless. They're passed on from cave drawings and campfires and Kindles and Netflix and business for a reason, yo. We remember in story format. Our brains are hardwired to remember in stories. Like, I think of stories and I think of walking into a Circle K or whatever it is, a QT, a 7-Eleven, your local liquor store. And you walk in there and you go there and you pick up that 12-pack in the back there, and you can see the guy in the rounded glass mirror looking at you to make sure you're not shoplifting again. And you grab that 12-pack. And you know how you grab it and it's got that handsome carrying case? That is like stories, because you don't remember and I don't remember. Like when I come home, my wife's like, yeah, tell me about your day. What was it? How was your day? And honestly, I don't remember anything. And just don't, brains off, don't remember anything. Oh, you know what? Back pocket, I remember something. And I grab for it, just like that 12-pack container at Circle K. And I grab for what? Do I grab for facts? Yeah, we closed this deal. It was X number of dollars. This deal was 10% under the margin. This deal was 50% over the margin. Do we do that? No. We reach for that 12-pack container. And that 12-pack container is a story. And quickly, our brain goes, oh, yeah, hey, let me tell you about what happened with so-and-so today. That's the way our brains work, right? Let me tell you what happened to Sid today and what she said to me and how Sydney's comment just was so, I fired me up what she said. By the way, Sid's editing this episode. Yo, Sid, shout out to you. But Sid honestly said something to me that was impactful. It's like the magic word. What do you need next? Hey, what can I do for you? If there's anything else you need, let me know. I've got a little free time. I'm happy to jump in. I can knock anything down for you. Like, whoa, that's OKG in my mind. That's our kind of gal, right? So when I get home, Wendy's like, what was your day like? I don't tell her about the numbers. I don't tell her about the six meetings that were back to back that I had to turn my Zoom camera off so I could sprint off to the bathroom to get a quick break when nobody knew I was gone. I didn't tell her that. I tell her stories about the day. And the reason is humans are drawn to narrative. Compelling, emotional stories. That's what we're drawn to, like a friggin' magnet. With relatable characters and lovable mentors. A mentor is like your product, your service, your solution. The relatable character is your peer that you're selling peer-to-peer with. And that peer, that relatable character, is the hero of the journey, and they're going on a compelling emotional story where all of a sudden they're in despair and they're struggling with a problem until, dong, 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 they meet their lovable mentor, which is your product, your service, your solution, your team, that swoops on in and provides them with a courageous transformation. Humans are drawn to narrative, to stories like a friggin' magnet. And the fundamental role of sales and marketing is to get your prospects to know what you know and to believe what you believe, because when you do that, buying from you becomes a no-brainer. But you got to do it in story format if you want to crush deals like a friggin' boss. Hey, if you want to increase your profit margin, like legitimately increase it, like Wirebuzz did, if you want to get a 7x increase in your profit margin, and you're an agency, a video creator, or you do websites, or you do copywriting, or anything in these services like graphic design, or you know, maybe you write blogs, but you want to pump up the jam. Maybe you get on airplanes, you fly places, or you have multiple freelancers WireBuzz got ourselves on the Inc. 5000 list as one of the fastest growing privately held businesses in Los Estados Unidos, United States, by, well, following our controller's advice. She created for us a tool that allowed us to enter in all of the time and the people and their costs and our overhead and the depreciation on our equipment. And whammo, once I added what profit margin I needed to get out of the project, it spit out of this beautiful robot machine the price that I should be quoting the client. And before that, we were just guessing. We increased our profit margin 7x so I could make it rain at Lululemon. And if you want to make it rain in your life, reach out to me. I've got a private email address. It is profit@wirebuzz.com, because that's what it's all about. Yes, we love doing our work. You love it and I love it, but if there ain't no profit, the people that love you won't. It's God's honest truth. They will start to hate you because you're frustrating their life. If you want to get access to this tool, please send me an email. I'm not sure if I'm going to build it. Candidly, I'm not sure that I'm happy with a number of people that have reached out to me yet. So if I don't get enough people, I'm not building it. No offense to you, I'll keep it. My greedy little Lululemon wearing body will keep it all to myself, because it's going to cost me a lot of money to transition this thing into a tool that you can use. And if you want to get access to it, just go to profit@wirebuzz.com, tell your friends, ring the bell for me, introduce them to the idea, email me at profit@wirebuzz.com, and I will put you on the list. And if there's enough of you, well, I'll invest the money out of the Todd and Wendy piggy bank to build this tool to enrich your life so you can 7x your profit margin. And I'll continue to do my job, bring you the latest information in the world of video marketing, sales, and business optimization, so you can crush your deals and be a video marketing master. Peace. Now get out of here. Go on. Do it. The episode should be over already. Get out of here. Thanks for the fun.